You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
We bring you none of the hot take BS. We bring you best. We bring you sports.
I don't care about bragging rights.
It just introduces more volatility into the equation.
I don't care about victory laps.
Stop it. Please stop it. Throw the football into the floor.
The BetQL Network presents your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper, Ken Barkley.
If I have an opinion, I'm just going to go put money on that thing happening.
And your host, Nick Kostos.
Every single play of every single game impacts you in some way, shape, or form.
It's You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM.
Yes, indeed it is You Better You Bet. Nick Kostos, Ken Barkley, you here with us on the BetQL Network. Every game here is Game 7. No hot take BS on this show. We bring you the bets, and we bring you the sports. And we're coming to you live today from the usual spots, the Odyssey app, the BetQL app, simulcast by our pals at Stadium from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports, Twitch.tv/BetQL, and heard on radio stations nationwide, including our friends on satellite radio, Sirius 160, XM 205. As Ken and I, we bring you the wagertainment. We're talking all things sports betting, proudly presented today and always by the king of sportsbooks, the great people over at BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and visit BetMGM.com. And do so, I think this can be a W3, because we'll do a lot of NFL on the show today.
Oh, yeah.
A wonderful football Wednesday. Yeah. Maybe it's like a wonderful winter sports and football Wednesday. Like all these words that start
winter
with W.
Wednesday?
How great. How great are the winter?
Nobody's ever done that.
How great are the winter sports?
Well, you know when they're even better? When it's spring weather and it's winter sports. That's the best combination.
Yes, I love the winter sports. It is really good.
Even better when it's 60. Right.
It's like,
better when
it won't
start raining.
Yeah. Pretty much everything's better when the weather's warm. I agree with you. Wonderful football Wednesday, February 28th in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'd say it's the final day of February, but it's that scam known as leap year is this year, and tomorrow's another February day. Our show on Twitter, at You Better You Bet. I'm on Twitter and the gram, at the Kostos. And Ken Barkley, your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper, he's on X, at Lockie Lockerson. And on this wonderful Football Wednesday, we're going to bring you two tremendous guests, maybe three, but for right now, two tremendous guests on the show. And the two locked-in guests, how great is this? Our pal Mike Gallagher. It's been a while since we've had Mike Gallagher on the show.
It's been a while since we had Gallagher on the show.
Shout out to Stained. Mike Gallagher will join us coming up later this hour from Establish the Run, talking all things NBA. It's been a while since we had Mike on the show. He's going to be awesome. He always is. Can't wait to welcome Mike Gallagher back to You Better You Bet. And then at 5 o'clock Eastern Time to start hour number 3, joining us live from Indianapolis, the site of the 2024 NFL Scouting Combine, is our friend Pete Prisco from CBS Sports. Pete is in tune with all the news, all the rumors, all the innuendo, all the hashtag scuttlebutt happening right now at the NFL Scouting Combine. We'll talk all things National Football League as far as the draft is concerned, as far as the Combine is concerned, free agency rumors, Kirk Cousins, L'Jarius Sneed, all sorts of good stuff coming up with Pete Prisco, our friend from CBS, at 5 o'clock Eastern Time. Plus, oh, what a night. I was going to do like the late February back in 23, except it's 2024. So like the shtick doesn't work. But what a night it was in sports. Like, honestly, like almost too much. We were texting about this last night. So many games last night across the different sports. We're going to distill all of it down. Hashtag from the betting perspective. Vancouver loses again last night in the NHL. We'll talk the Jack Adams Trophy or the award, whatever the hell it's called. NHL Coach of the Year. How about our BYU Cougars getting it done last night, beating Kansas at the Fog? Is BYU like a legitimate Final Four national championship contender? I think they might be. We'll talk a little BYU as we move along in the program. And after a very busy night in the NBA, something is once again abundantly clear. the six man of the year market. I don't know if it's broken, but like something's up with it here. And like, I maybe there's a way we can take advantage of it. I'd like for Malik. I was going to say something terrible. I'm not going to say what I was going to say, but it'd be great if Malik Monk didn't play tonight. Well tonight.
I hope he plays so well tonight and scores a billion points and they beat Denver on the road. I hope all of that happens.
Yeah. I hope for none of those things. Hope for none of those things to happen. But lots of topics off the three sports last night. We will get to all of them. Those just some of the headlines. Eight buckets will continue as we guess win totals in the National Football League. We'll go to the AFC, teams that we didn't get to yesterday. And we'll start with the New England Patriots. We'll get to some teams in the AFC North. And we will talk the news that broke about a half an hour ago in real time here on this Wednesday afternoon that the Kansas City Chiefs have granted star cornerback L'Jarius Sneed permission to seek a trade. So they're going to franchise tag L'Jarius Sneed and then try and trade him to a team that wants to sign him to a long-term extension. So pretty interesting here. One of the best cornerbacks in the NFL. Looks like, not definitely, but could be on the move now if he can't agree to a long-term deal with Kansas City. And then Power Hour, Final Hour, all our bets for tonight. Not the best slate in hockey. Only two games, not a billion games in the NBA, but we've got some interesting ones. But what a slate it is in college basketball. Ton of teams playing in the top 25. We got some great matchups tonight in college hoops. We'll go over all the winter sports, all our bets for those games at the end of the program. We're locked and loaded here on a wonderful Football Wednesday. Ken Barkley, what's up?
What's up? Long time no talk, or we were texting last night as we were watching 7 billion sporting events going on at the same time. I texted you and Tyler at one point. I just go, I think it's too much, especially in the early window, because things quieted down like a pretty good amount once some of like the 7:30 and 8 o'clock NBAs became
schedule
blowouts.
Too much. I bet too much. I watch
absolutely.
Too much.
I definitely bet too much. But I got a note from somebody. There was a sports book that tweeted something. Here it is. Sportsbook tweeted something. I just thought this was interesting because we've talked about this topic a lot on the show the last couple days, and this team played, and it was one of the more compelling games of last night as Kentucky, Reed Shepard, that's the guy for Kentucky, right, that made the game winner last night against Mississippi State on the road. That was obviously an interesting market where nobody wanted Kentucky. They were down at halftime. They didn't cover the first half, and then they won, and then they just won. They got bet against the whole day, and we've talked a lot about who's the hot team going to be down the stretch. And my point is always, you know, rather than try to identify this team because you want to play on them because they're going to be so good, I'm trying to identify them because they usually flame out, because you don't trust the team that does this down the stretch. And, you know, Kentucky is getting closer and closer to being that team. So it's a tweet from another domestic sports book, quote, "The public is all in on Kentucky to win the NCAA tournament." With the Kyrie different steam coming out of the nostrils emoji, which is always really good. 25% of the overall handle in terms of to win the NCAA tournament is only on Kentucky. Two times more bets than any other team to win the NCAA tournament. So Kentucky is, look, they might win. They are drawing a tremendous amount of interest, and they are the type of team that never wins, at all. That's never happened. And we have no historical evidence that a team like this, that this is how you win. And the idea is you be terrible for a while and everyone questions whether you're good or not. And you can't really defend at a high level. And you have a bunch of really awesome results in the final few weeks. We all fall in love with you. Usually that does not end with, and then they went on to win the title. What a story. Usually it's they went on to lose in the first round and we forgot about them. And we moved on to the second round of the tournament. And we completely forgot that this team ever happened. I will be betting that it's the second one and not the first one. So they can win. There is no imaginary barrier preventing any team from winning. Grand Canyon could win the national championship. But I think I'm going to get what I want here. I think I'm going to get everyone's going to be all in on this team. And I'm going to get some kind of an opportunity at some point during the tournament, probably early, to hard fade them. And we'll see how it goes. So just kind of interesting that it's not just that we think they might be that team. Clearly, people who bet have registered their opinion, and they have chosen to bet Kentucky to win the tournament in very large numbers so far, which is really interesting.
And here's what's really cool, and I think this is confirmed, and if it's not, I apologize. I think we're going to be on the air on Selection Sunday night, like after the brackets are announced. I'm giving you like instant analysis of these. I mean, I don't even know if it's official. It might not be, but whatever.
I don't think
we hope it happens.
Yet, but we're hoping to be on right after the brackets are released. Yeah, that would be
good. So like, let's say Kentucky was what going to be like a 4 seed if this keeps up. They win the SEC tournament, it might be a 3 seed, right?
More than that. Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll, yeah, you might be right. They win the SEC tournament. They went out. They might be a two seed. We'll see.
You see that all the time. The overseeded, like, conference tournament winner, where it's like, you know, the bracket comes out and you're like, how'd they get on the two line? Just because they beat, like, Tennessee yesterday? Or I guess it would be today, like, Selection Sunday is usually when the SEC final is. Yeah, so, I mean, look, like, they're probably not losing to some 14 or some 15 a lot. Although they lost to a 15 a couple years ago. Calipari kind of does this sometimes. That's St. Peter's, obviously. Probably you'd be looking at more like a, they'll get by somebody because they'll be terrible. And then you're looking at second round or regional final, regional semifinal. Like what, when do you want to take your, like, when do I want to take my shot against them? And we'll see. We'll see if that opportunity comes up. Maybe they're so good and the opponents are so bad that an opportunity doesn't present itself. But I have a sneaking suspicion that one will. We just have to be able to figure out what it is and hope for the best once we make the bet.
Now, with all of that said, last night was pretty fun with Kentucky.
Oh, man. Like, including that game.
Yeah. Oh, man. What a... And let's just focus on that game for a second. And there's a lot that we can talk about with, like, the betting experience from last night. We were texting about the Knicks-Pelicans game, which is just like...
Gosh,
like the Knicks, they're in it the whole game, and then the Pelicans just, like, blow them out at the very end. The Knicks are just completely out of gas. But, the Kentucky game was ridiculously fun. So we all bet Kentucky, and it, Ken kind of details what happened in the game. The Reed Sheppard, not quite buzzer beater, but close enough. And you got one of my favorite things in college basketball, even more so than in the NBA, obviously. We got like a mini one in the NBA with the Struess winner against Dallas. But there's nothing like in college hoops where one team comes down and then makes a shot like to presumably win the game or tie the game. And then the other team comes right back down without calling timeout and then makes a shot, which is what Reed Sheppard did. I yelled really loudly when Reed Sheppard made that shot. And you texted me and Tyler, I think it was something like the Sheppard, like Lee, like we are your flock. And I'm like doing like the church hymns, like Reed is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. But I did want something. I wanted to win my bet. And yeah. I did. And it was really great. And it was a really, it's been a fun, like, betting stretch that we've had as a show here. I think, like, I mean, I'm getting railroaded in hockey. I think I'm going to take the night off in hockey. But, like, college hoops has been incredible. Cincinnati was on the knife edge for all 40 minutes against Houston. They end up covering, like, a really stupid end game. What was the other game that we had last night? So it was Kentucky, Cincy, and
BYU.
And what was the third? Oh, and BYU wins outright.
They just win.
At Kansas.
They just
win. Hell yeah, man. Mm. I've been enjoying the hell out of the stretch here with the winter sports. Not hockey, maybe, but the others.
Yeah, so, I mean, from my perspective, you guys, I think, were watching Kentucky. I had, like, kind of a second screen of it going because I as many games as we bet last night, I had, like, more bets last night than I usually have. As much as that stuff's all fun, like, I still want to watch the big games, like, especially in the NBA, and I want to watch stuff that, like, affects awards and futures and stuff that I, like, really like to bet a lot of money into. So Cleveland-Dallas was it for me. From opening tip, that was on the main screen, and it never moved. And, you know, I was watching Kentucky a little bit. I was watching some other stuff on second screen or third screen at times. But Dallas-Cleveland never... So it's always so rewarding, especially in an NBA game. So many bad NBA games, especially this time of year. It's so rewarding. Like, you stick with a game the whole time, and the payoff... when you actually get to the end and it's like that. So, you know, like, Dallas had this team totally dead to rights. I mean, really, like, up 10, 3-4 minutes left, and, like, the series of events that led to the Max Strus half-court three-pointer was crazy enough as it was. Like, and then the shot itself is obviously really ridiculous. But you mentioned the score and score the other way, which you got in Kentucky-Mississippi State, and we had it, obviously, in Dallas-Cleveland, like, Luka assist for what looked like the bucket that was going to put Dallas ahead, and then Strus, like, bangs the three, coming right back the other way. It, like, reminded me...
They ran
me
the Nova play, right? How about the presence of mind to run a play, basically, right?
They ran the Nova play, but way further back.
But how about the presence of mind there to run a play, right? Like, sure. Like, with no time to think about it.
Just, and Strus is just, like, you just root for it. Guys, like, he just, like, is, he got white hot, he was making everything, like, cares a ton. It's just, like, and just, like, had the presence of mind to, like, work with, I think Mobley is the one who passed him the ball, like, to set up the play. So that's awesome. But the score and score the other way, you bring up, like, the Kentucky one, we had one in Cleveland-Dallas, like, the most heartbroken, not even heartbroken, the most, like, depressed I've been at the end of an NCAA tournament game, probably ever. There are two. One is Villanova, North Carolina, where they ran that play out of the. Now, that wasn't a bang bang, like Villanova called a timeout, I think, after Page hit the three pointer.
Yep, exactly.
To draw up that play. It wasn't like they didn't just run it right away. So, like, that was, as a fan, that was the most, like, the saddest I've ever been as, like, a North Carolina fan, grew up rooting for the team. But the most I've ever lost, I think, or, like, could have won, was Texas Northern Iowa, like, 10 years ago
in the
NCAA tournament, which is Isaiah Taylor, I think, is the name of the point guard for Texas. I might have gotten his name wrong. Scores, like, to tie the game. This is a 6-11 game in the first round. Texas, I think, closed a 1.5, 2.5 point favorite. Scores, ties the game. They've been down the whole game. I have Texas money line tied to my lungs with everything. Everything else is already won. This is the last thing that has to come in. And Texas scores. I'm like, oh my God, we're going to go to overtime. Paul Jesperson is the name of the player for Northern Iowa. Like, this, like, tall,
good
goofy
recall.
Center. Catches the ball, like, one dribble to midcourt and, like, a horse shot. Throws it up and banks in the three. I'm watching it in an auditorium in Vegas full of people that have bet Northern Iowa. People are, like, naked running down the halls like crazy stuff. And I'm just, like, head in my hands. The score and score the other way is, it's not unique to college basketball, but it's crazy. And it definitely brought back a lot of those memories. We had two of those last night.
The one I think about as a kid, and I wasn't even a kid when it happened, was Syracuse's run to the championship game in 96 with John Wallace. Georgia hits a three at the end of overtime to go up one, and then John Wallace makes the three right down the court as time expires to win the game for Syracuse. We're just getting started here on a Wednesday. More recap from last night, NBA, College Hoops, NHL on the other side.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect forever.